listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. cbf.com.au.
Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, we've heard a little bit about the Lilydale Youth Hub. We heard it was coming, and we've been doing a bit of a live read to tell you a bit about what it is. But it's my pleasure to have with me today three people. We've got Tyrrell, who's a Communications, Marketing and Events Coordinator for the Lilydale Youth Hub. We've got Tanya, who's a case manager, and we've got Kylie, who's a peer support worker. Get your tongue together. Welcome to the three of you.
G'day, Alan. Thank you very much for having us on.
Our pleasure. All right. So let's first of all just tell us what the hub is about. It's obviously for youth.
Yeah, absolutely. So we assist young people aged between 12 and 25 with all of their mental health and well-being issues, recognising that a lot of mental health issues also overlap and are sometimes a little complex with other areas, which is where the general idea of this project really came from. So the project started roughly, I believe, around 5 years ago. It came out of the Yarra Rangers Council's Youth Roundtable, which is a kind of little working party of all different community services representatives who get together and talk across everything, obviously, in regards to youth. And it became apparent that in the Yarra Rangers, around the Yarra Valley, there was slightly lacking some integrated services that recognise and kind of assist those complexities and those overlapping issues that young people have. A couple of years back, a little bit of federal government funding was made available, which a number of the community organisations kind of banded together and put together a proposal for what has now become the Lilydale Youth Hub.
So is it designed so that it's a one-stop shop, so that because obviously, or I would have thought that young people, if they've got to go to one place for something somewhere else, it'd just all get too hard. So, the idea is that they come there and they can either have their needs looked after there or diverted off to other organisations that you're involved in.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really important. So, we've found that a lot of young people, particularly if they're experiencing mental health issues for the first time, it's an enormous barrier if they've got to keep telling their story over and over again to many different. So having that case manager or that peer support worker who can kind of coordinate the competing and they're just those complex areas, those overlapping issues, and help them to kind of untangle their issues a little bit is really important. I can't remember what that second point was there, but there was something.
Well, there was a question about it being a one-stop shop.
Absolutely. Yeah, so originally I think it was supposed to be like a single building one-stop shop. The young person comes in and there's a bunch of co-located services, which they're really easy to be taken around. Obviously, as everyone has been impacted by the COVID situation, the model was slightly changed to encompass outreach care, which allows our case managers, which I'll get Tanya and Kylie speaking about a bit about in a sec, but just to be able to go out and meet with the young person in places that suit them and suit their needs, and then still be able to coordinate them through those overlapping issues.
So how long are you normally involved with a young person's life? Is it only sort of for a month or so, or you could be involved with them? Well, obviously you haven't been going that long, but is the plan to stay involved with them for quite some time, or what's the plan?
Yeah, I might hand ball over to Tanya, our case manager, who can talk through kind of that little journey that young people take with us.
We've got Tyrrell, Tanya and Kylie with us. Tanya is a case manager. Tanya, you're going to tell us a bit about what happens, but first of all, can I ask you, it is the Lilydale Youth Hub, so what age group do you work with?
Okay, so, yeah, we work with 12 to 25-year-olds. They need to be living, working or studying in the Yarra Ranges, so it's fairly broad. It's open to a lot of people. I think it's a really needed service in the area.
Sounds good. All right, so as a case manager, you've got a young person rocks up and could have a multi problems, not too sure. They rock up and they say to you, well, what am I going to do now? So what happens then, Tanya?
So a young person can use our hub site as a drop-in centre if they'd like to, and they can just walk in.
Oh, can you? Just as a drop-in centre too?
Yes. Yep. So as of next week, we're going to be opening Monday, Wednesday and Fridays at 12 till 5. So a young person can just walk in, tell us what their needs are. We can link in with a case manager if that's what's necessary. And, like you said, it could be multiple needs that they'll come in with. They don't have to drop in. They can self-refer via the website, or they may refer through other ways, like GPs, schools, parents are referring to us as well. And they can come to us with whatever need they have. We do have consortium partners as well, which we can link into.
So, Tanya, how long would you expect to work with a young person? Would you have them for a month or 6 months, 12 months or what?
At the moment, we're working with young people up to 6 months. That's not to say we would necessarily finish with them if things weren't better. It can be up to 6 months. It doesn't have to be that long. And depending on the need and how complex it is and a young person's safety, really. If somebody's homeless, that would be a priority. We'd be looking at linking them in with homeless supports and trying to get that under control. But then there's other young people with less complex issues that may just need to link in with a GP or something like that and don't know where to start.
And so you can even link them in with a local GP as well, can you?
Yeah. And as a case manager, we can support that. It can be hard for a young person to get transport. We do outreach. We could provide transport if necessary. Maybe they just need somebody to physically support them, help them with the process, linking back into schools. I think COVID has created a whole lot of new issues, which as a community we haven't had to deal with before. We've got a lot of young people, especially the 12-year-old age bracket. There's a lot of youngies who are transitioning from grade 6 to year 7, going from primary school to high school, and the COVID lockdowns have created a whole lot of new issues there where they're really anxious to get back out and socially connect again.
Do you find, you're talking about getting out again and socially connecting, do you ever, or are you finding any cases, because I know it's happening with some of the adults, that they've become so used to being confined for such a long time that they're really getting anxiety about getting back out amongst, either at school or again among groups again?
Yeah, definitely. That's a massive issue, more so than ever. And I think even the, online learning process, I think there's a lot of young people who have actually come to love that. And the thought of going back to school and on-site learning is highly anxiety-provoking. Just trying to help young people link back in, working with care teams, linking back in with school supports. And if it means that we have to help somebody with their schoolwork, with their homework, it's a massive range of issues and there's nothing that we don't want to offer support
for. So you can offer, helping with a young person with actually study as well?
Yeah, hopefully. We're hoping to run a homework club outside of the hub. I'm not sure yet what day that's going to be held, but, being a new program, it's developing as we speak.
Yep.
A homework club and tutoring is something that we're definitely hoping to offer really soon.
All right, look, I've just got Tyrrell wants to say something and I've got to take a quick break.
I was just going to jump in there. Yeah, it's really worth sort of highlighting that we're a really goal-based program in that it's kind of, we look to be preventative. We're not necessarily a team of psychologists and that heightened clinical intervention. We're much more about just connecting people to the stuff that they need before it gets particularly bad, although that doesn't necessarily suggest that we don't assist people who need that stuff.
Or I'll just ask you a quick question before I've got to take a quick break. So you get a young person come along and sometimes they just need guidance, don't they, rather than big intervention.
Would that be more like a mentoring role is what you're
doing? Do you do something like that as well? Or so a young person comes along and they're a bit not sure You mentioned you can link them in with a doctor. Well, they don't necessarily want to go to the doctor because by themselves, do somebody from the hub, are they prepared to do those sorts of things and go with them?
Yeah. So both our case managers and peer support workers do that kind of stuff. I actually might throw to Kylie to highlight what the peer support work is.
I've just got to take a quick break and then we'll come. I am keen to hear from Kylie because she's come along for us to hear. But we're talking to Tyrrell, Tanya and Kylie. Well, we haven't spoken to Kylie yet, but we are now from the Lilydale Youth Hub. So, Kylie, tell us what's a peer support worker and what they do, please.
Hey, how are you going, Alan?
Very good, thanks.
Good. Welcome to me. Hi. So, peer support worker. So I have a lived experience of mental health. So my journey started when I was quite young with anxiety and depression.
Oh, yourself or learning about
it? Yeah, myself.
Oh, right. Yep.
Yeah. So as a peer support worker, I meet the young person where they're at. So it's all about them. It's all about hearing their story or sharing space. And we're really lucky that we've got a hub where they can drop in. And it's about doing what they need to do to be the best version of themselves, really. So we've got the rock stars, the case managers, who coordinate. Yeah, they're the best.
Well, you've got to give yourself a pat on the back.
Oh, no, the case I'm a peer support. I'm like the roadie, but that's okay. So the case managers, they like organise all of the programs and stuff they need and connecting them in, especially like if they need Centrelink help, or there's parenting support for parents of the young people and the young people themselves.
Oh, so you will work with the parents as well. It's not a case of where the young person walks in the door slams on the parents.
No, it's a network. So the care team, if the parents want to be involved, that's awesome. It's all about the young person and what's best for them in that situation. So that's really important to note. But also I'm a yoga teacher, so I'm excited to announce that starting the week of the 22nd of October, we're offering yoga classes as well.
Sounds terrific.
I know.
Kylie, let me just ask you a question. A young person comes in today and they rock up. They've either been sent by someone else or they've decided, I need some help here. So obviously a case manager must talk to them, I guess. But when it comes to you, like, how much time would you spend with a young person each time they come in?
It depends on the need. So last week I had a client that needed me for 2.5 hours in one go, so that's
true.
What we did.
Yep.
So this week I've got our appointments booked and we're doing all sorts of different things. We're doing boundary setting. We're doing some psychosocial, which is emotional support. So it just depends really on the needs of the client and what time. We've also got another peer support worker coming on board, so that's pretty exciting for all of us.
When you're talking about what was the thing you said just before the other worker coming on? You said you had
psychosocial
support.
Yes,
that's it. You need to explain to some of us dumb bunnies out here what that means.
So it's working with aspects that they need help with in terms of their mental health and society. So it could be emotional regulation. It could be emotional support, talking through issues. I'll pass to Tanya because she's the star.
Go for it, Tanya.
I'm really not a star. And I'd just like to say that Kylie is definitely a rock star. She needs to improve. So I guess it's all about the needs and the goals of the young person. And it's just whatever support they need, whether it might be linking in with employment, it might just be what we were talking about before in that more social setting, just getting somebody to go outside and play basketball. Or they might come by and play table tennis with us for an hour or so and actually come in thinking that they don't really need a lot. But once they share their story and start unpacking a little bit, you know, you never know where it's going to go. There could be family violence at home. There could be alcohol and drug issues that a young person is experiencing or also their parents might be experiencing. So the needs are varied. And I think we were talking before about that one-stop shop, that we have this sort of no wrong door policy, and if someone needs something, if we can't provide it, we will do our best to find someone that can provide that.
Tanya, have you found the needs have altered since COVID? I mean, we talk nearly 2 years of COVID now. Have the needs more desperate or just different than what they were, say, 2 or 3 years ago? I presume you've been in the industry yourself for a while.
Yeah, I've actually been working with YSAS Youth Support and Advocacy Service before I came to the Lilydale Youth Hub. YSAS are one of our friends at the hub. They are supporting mostly AOD support.
Now, hang on, don't get to use the acronyms. We don't know what they are.
Alcohol and other drugs.
Right.
So that's, supporting young people getting into detoxes, doing home detoxes, withdrawal units, and residential rehabilitation. So we can link in with them if we need to. Yes, the needs have grown and have changed, and I think it has, there's a lot more young people in. So Tyrell's going to speak a bit to that quickly.
Yep. So last year it was interesting seeing the Yarra Rangers Council do a bit of surveying, and this was early on in the COVID situation, the whole lockdown thing. I don't know which lockdown number we were at that stage, but one of the lower numbers.
One or two or three.
Yeah, something like that. I believe this came out around May, and they found that a lot of the emerging issues for young people realistically wasn't anything new, but it was just the really different nature that COVID put on it. It really reshaped the landscape. So stuff around stresses about job security and entering the job market. Think you're 15, 16, 17-year-olds, what, the certainty around entering the workforce looks like now. That's an incredibly stressful thing. Re-engaging with the community, again, nothing new, but an incredibly different space given the COVID situation. And the social isolation and impact on mental health. You know, the Yarra Ranges and Yarra Valley is quite a large place. There's certainly areas of it that feel quite remote, quite far out. And if you don't have that transport and you don't have that connection to community, the isolation certainly kicks in.
Well, particularly when you're talking from 12 years now, I presume the 12 years old, most of them would come with parents, but when you start talking 13, 14 or 15, like there's no car, and it's, if you're up at Warburton or somewhere, it's a long way down to Lilydale, isn't it?
Yep, yeah. So then if their main sort of social place of going to school has been impacted the way that COVID has impacted it, it's the same issue. It's just really made a lot bigger.
I'm talking to about the Lilydale Youth Hub. We've got Tyrell, Tanya and Kylie. Kylie, you wanted to say something and unfortunately cut you off.
That's okay. Yeah, so Tyrell was talking about how large the Yarra Ranges is, and we're really lucky we've got some consortium partners, which just basically means these organisations are our mates and we can use their premises to catch up with the young people. So we're really lucky we've got our actual hub is just in Clark Street in Lilydale, but we've got the Belgrave in Spiro as well. And in Yarra Junction, we've got the Siri Services. And in Healesville, we've got Una. So we do have links to Indigenous community too, and also the LGBTQIA+ community that we can support our young people with.
So have you started? I know that on this community announcement that we've been reading, it said that you'll be commencing, the hub will offer a number of smaller centres in Yarra Junction, Belgrave and Healesville, which will commence delivery in person. So, but that's when the restrictions come off. So are you able to do those yet, or are we still waiting to get those going?
No, not quite. We're really excited to kind of be at that stage, seeing restrictions ease. And it's meaning that our relationships with those consortium members, UNA, the Eastern Community Legal Centre, Siri and Anchor, and Spiro too, just being able to kind of first get all of those mates, as Kylie kind of put, get them into the space so they can see what it's all about. You know, they sit on kind of our governance board, so they're able to come in and we can further develop out what that's going to look like.
So when you get up to 90%, will you be able to do those then, or at what sort of stage do you think you'll be able to do those outreach services?
I think in terms of planning it, it's all underway now. It has been for a while. It's just been such a struggle. I mean, some of those locations that Kylie read out haven't been open. They actually closed down during the last lockdown, so they're now opening up and now resuming service as usual. And so now just fleshing out, well, what does it look like? I think it's going to be very kind of open and sort of just as the young person needs, which is kind of goes to the heart of what our service is all about. But if it really helps a case manager to be able to go out and use one of these facilities to meet with a young person or their family or a group of young people, then it'll come in, or it'll be really, really handy.
So the main focus is always going to be Lilydale, isn't it? That's where the major program is going to be held. Am I right there or am I wrong?
I'll get Tanya to give a bit of an overview as to maybe the areas of where. But no, so we called ourselves the Lilydale Youth Hub, kind of recognising the location of our hub space. But we service all of the Yarra Ranges equally. Yep. It's kind of whatever's needed. That's kind of the genius part of the outreach services. If a young person, if it's convenient for us to go and meet them at their school and they have, you know, space to be able to do that, then that's the how it'll take. If they want to meet at a local coffee shop with their peer support worker or case manager, then it's, again, going to that heart of what the young person, being young person-centred and addressing their needs. Yep. But, Tim, do you want to just give a bit of an overview as to maybe how you've been operating around
sure.
town?
Yeah, so I guess COVID-wise, we have had access to do the outreach, but part of that also has been on an online platform as well, so that a young person, we've been doing lots of MS team meetings, lots of phone appointments, and, yeah, like Tyrell said, the youth hub is located in Lilydale, but that doesn't mean we just work outside of Lilydale. It's covering the whole of Yarra Ranges. I was just at Warburton visiting a young person last week. I know there's another case manager who's often at
Millgrove.
So we're happy to travel wherever we need to, and yeah, if we can bring in other supports in the care team as well, like working with school teachers, school welfare officers, we'd like to do that too.
Throw one quick question. Are you likely to have any young people referred to you by the courts at all or the police?
Not necessarily referred by them, but that may be a need that they need support with. And we could definitely, you know, with our friends at Eastern Legal, link into support there.
I wasn't meaning so much with support if they're going to go to court. I meant more... is it likely the magistrate will say, look, I think this person should be referred to Lilydale Hub because I believe they'll get what they need there?
So what one of the main aspects of a young person engaging with us is that they're consenting. We hope they will be, but if they don't, then we can't really carry forward
with that.
It needs to be young person led and by them.
Our hub is like... amazing. So please drop in. It's 5/9 Clark Street. It's above Headspace. So we've got a table tennis table. We've got a kitchen with food in it. We've got like...
Oh, you want me? Food?
Yeah, come and drop it. No, you're not 12 to 25, Alan. You can't do that.
It's so hurtful.
And Christy is our youth liaison at the front desk. So she is lovely. So just come in, have a look. We're getting a mural put up on the weekend, which is super exciting. And the amazing artist is going to be doing art classes in December. Don't forget about yoga. Come and do yoga with me, me.
When?
Starting on the 22nd of November, and it's on a Wednesday or a Thursday afternoon. So you can contact us through the email Tyrell's going to give you or at our phone number. But just drop in. We just want to make contact, know your name. Let us know who you are.
Can I just ask, has the mental health issues, anybody who knows me personally knows that I'm a big fan of youth, and I think they've had a lot of stuff thrown at them in the last 2 years that they shouldn't have ever had to have put up with. But anyway, that's another story. It's been outside of our all of our control. But has the mental issues increased because of COVID? Someone answer me.
Yeah, I would say they have increased, or perhaps they were already there and this has just exacerbated those issues. There's been sort of an increase in self-harm and suicide ideation, so that's what we're sort of supporting with mostly, especially with the real young ones transitioning to high school. But there's nothing that can't get better.
It's terrible that young people as young as 12 and 14 would are considering suicide, isn't it? It's just absolutely diabolical.
And they feel so isolated, and I guess we're reaching out and want them to know that they're not alone.
Yeah, well, that's good. And I think the more you can do for youth, the better it is. And certainly I like to think, and I know I'm wrong, that we all grow up in a loving family with loving parents and all that. But unfortunately, the more I go on in life, I find that's not the case. And some of the young people, we can talk about COVID battering them around and all that, but some of them is just the situation they're in at home as well, isn't it?
Yeah, some people have just had a rough go. But there's, nothing that we can't support with. And even if it's just, reaching out and having somebody to chat to.
Right.
It's a start.
We've got parents, grandparents or young people listening today and they want to find out more about the Lilydale Youth Hub. How are we going to go about it?
All righty. So you can contact us via phone 9757 8777. That is 9757 8777. You can flick an email for either general inquiries or to make referrals or just ask about what is the referral process. youthhealthhub@inspiro.org.au.
That's all one word. That's all
one word. Yep. youthhealthhub@inspiro.org.au. Off of Inspiro's website, inspiro.org.au, we currently have a web page. However, as of next week, our big, beautiful website will be, they'll be hitting the on button and that'll be going live.
Yep.
So as of about next Tuesday or Wednesday, lilydaleyouthhub.org.au will have all of the information about our service, everything we've discussed today. It'll all be up there. And then plus, if you're social media inclined, Facebook is Lilydale Youth Hub and Instagram Lilydale_youth_hub. So basically just search any Lilydale Youth Hub on your Facebook or Instagram and you should be able to find us pretty easy.
I think everybody's on Facebook these days, even I am. So if I am, and the young people know a lot better than I do. All right, so let me just ask, Tyrrell, have you been involved in youth work before or is this a new venture for yourself?
This is actually a new venture for myself. So I guess being communications and marketing, you can kind of work in many different fields. So I'm very blessed to work with people like Kylie, Tanya, and all the rest of our staff who's got, decades of collective experience.
Hey, don't make them sound too old.
Collective experience when you add it all together. Although some of them have,
Tenure. He says you've been involved for many years, but you're not that old. So you've been involved in youth work sort of all your life or is this new to you or what?
Not all my life. Probably in the last 7 years actively working in the sector. Yep. 10 years studying before that. So, yeah, I was a bit late to the party study-wise. But, they saved the best till last. That's okay.
That's fair enough. What about you, Kylie?
Yeah, I come back from a background of a secondary school teacher and a diploma in transpersonal counselling. So my background has been working with youth in a slightly different way. Yep. And this way it's more about me relating to them with my past history and understanding and being through all the stuff, mental health journey.
I guess you're also, one of the things too is that particularly with you, Kylie, with a teacher, you're teaching to a whole lot of people, aren't you? Whereas with this, it's more a one-on-one situation.
Yeah, I feel very privileged, actually, to be able to do one-on-one because these kids are amazing. The things that they can work themselves through and get to the point where they actually ask for help, I guess that's something we haven't really said. Like, it can be quite scary asking for help, but if you need help, we are here. We're waiting.